expert the other day said he decided he was, his parents kept warning him about those outside agitators, and then he figured out that most of the people he liked would fall in that classification. So figured he wanted some of those outside agitators.
So I crossed over into all the things, because I was with the Atlanta Workshop of Nonviolence. There was all that political crap going on, and then there was hippie stuff. Atlanta Informational Theater, which was the guerrilla theater started by Steve Bush.
And that'd be based like what the Digger stuff was, probably.
And that was what Rupert was in. He kept
talking. It was the Gorilla House on 13th Street. So Rupert,
the Gorilla
that.
House.
He had Charlie and Harvey. I guess Tom and Stephanie were around there then. And, Linda and Bill.
Bill Fibbin. Was Bill there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I cannot find the photographs of the riot. I loaned them to someone from Atlanta Magazine.
That's what always happens.
And I haven't seen them since. But she's like the sister of dear friends, and she's afraid of me anyway. So.
Well, that's like Tom Coffin. He'll go through his negatives, and he'll have a slip that says, lent to Newsweek. They will return.
Yeah. I think I have a picture of Bill Fibbin from the riot, but he took most of the pictures, so I don't know where the hell that came from.
Tom Coffin took pictures of him as he was getting arrested.
Okay, that's what happens. I went over to Bill before it happens. Bill, there's going to be a riot here in a minute. You might want to get your camera warmed up, because it's going to get weird.
Uh-huh.
And that was the police riot?
Tell us about it from your point of view.
Tell us the story. I'll tell you the story, then I'll tell you the true story. Okay, the story was Officer Price, I guess it was in the park, and everybody's there, was listening to music, and I'm going around saying, "Guy's a narc over there, you might want to be careful." Governor's narc, he came at me and said, "You're blowing my cover, man, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave." So I gave my bird hat and my knife to Bill, and said, "There's going to be something going on here in a minute, Bill." And then I left and circled back around, started telling people again that this guy's a narc over there and he's going to arrest you. So he made good on his word and came over and arrested me. And I said, "Hey, you going to let this guy do this?" Because all summer long, all the hippies want to hit a cop. All cops want to hit a hippie. It's been kind of boiling.
And there you
and
are.
And they said, "Hell no." And he pulled a gun out and put it to my back and marched off, and I found a phone pole, so I wrapped my arms around it so he couldn't do anything. Ripped the sleeve off of my authentic flight jacket.
Bastard.
Yeah, about $600 jacket now, but anyway. There it goes. Cops came, threw me in a paddy wagon, and a cop car, back cop car, and they started throwing tear gas without gas masks on.
Yeah.
We've been around, so people are throwing them back. You know? I caught one under the police car, and I'm handcuffed in there, so I don't breathe as well as I used to. Now, the true story is, pretty much everybody out there I'd fronted dope to. So they're not going to let me get carried off.
Little added dimension.
Right, yeah. So it wasn't political, it was economic.
Well, and see, my tie-in
like
was, I was sitting there on the ground and my girlfriend and my dog, out of my mind, on mescaline. Yeah.
And the big brown ones?
No, it was a little muddish type dog named Mother.
No, I'm talking about the mescaline.
Oh, no, this was Yellow Barrels.
Okay, oh, Yellow Barrels.
And this guy was standing on my dog's leg, and I go, "Hey, fella, you." And then I noticed he had a gun in your back.
Right.
And
really?
I was going, something wrong with this picture. I'm supposed to have guns here. And then it unfolded.
You were that close to that happening.
It was literally, I looked up into a gun. I'm going, "He's got a gun in that guy."
Oh, are you going to shoot him, Booster? What are you doing with that?
It's a Model 36 Smith & Wesson, to be exact.
Wow. Nice. Was that the first time you'd ever had somebody pull a gun on you?
Oh, hell no.
Somehow I didn't think so.
Well, the thing that struck me about then was, I always figured there had to be an element of premeditation on the police's part, too, because they showed up in such force, so fast, and that real conservative guy that was running for, or was it even Ivan Allen running the last time?
No.
Somebody running for mayor showed up while the riot's going on in the background, is talking about, "We need law and order."
That would have been Maynard at that time, I think. I don't know who
he was after
him.
That. It was
okay.
It was
Macell.
Marcel was Sim. Running too, but this was an old white-haired guy that was like from the old
Allen
war.
Trying to come back then. Who knows?
I think it was trying his last run and got defeated by.
I'm sure they were ready for it. I mean, because the hippies were in the park.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so you know, almost having a photo op set up when you got the big guys there, the politicians and everything. It's like you say, it's on edge, so it'll be hard to stir something up and get us in the news.
I forget what mayor it was back during some civil rights stuff, and one of the politicians did something incredibly stupid and wound up in the newspapers, and he told him, you're going to do some stupid shit, but don't do stupid stuff they can take a photograph of.